So it is the final look at sports this morning. Lando Norris has thanked his team McLaren for making a kid's dream come true. After winning a Formula One's World Championship, he became the first British driver to lift the trophy since 2020. After finishing third at the season-ending Abu Dhabi Grand Prix, Norris also says the title belongs to his parents.
This is one I get to say thank you, Mom, and thank you, Dad. They're the ones who sacrificed so much to let me be the lucky boy that I am today, to live my dream, to do what I have loved doing since I was a kid.
Yeah, so it was quite an emotional moment for him, even on the radio at the end of the race. He was in tears, he was thanking his parents, and of course, I mean, winning a championship by 2 points is what you want, basically.
Yeah, like, yeah.
You don't want to rock up to the last four races of the season and it's just a victory parade.
It's nice, down to the wire.
Yeah, so Lando is the first McLaren driver to win the title since 2008. Darren Moore, who was that 2008 first?
It's obvious.
In a McLaren.
In a McLaren.
Yeah.
How even Coleman says it's obvious.
Mika Häkkinen?
No.
2008. He was the last McLaren driver to win it. I fit to come out. Mister, I know it all.
I
F1
know.
Me.
It's such obvious.
I will tell you about the tires.
Yes.
It's Lewis.
Is it Lewis Hamilton?
Yes, it's Lewis Hamilton.
Okay. Sir. You don't have to call me Sir. just Darren. Darren will do.
So it was Sir Lewis Hamilton who won it back in 2008. So now it is Mr. Norris. Now England captain Benjamin Stokes is confident that his team can overturn their 2-0 deficit and win the Ashes. They were beaten by Australia by 8 wickets in the second test at the Gabba. The sides will now head to Adelaide, where the third match takes place from next Tuesday. Stokes believes they can fight back in the 5-game series.
The worst thing to do now is to not have hopes and not realise that we've still got that opportunity to do what we came out here to do.
And then it's back-to-back trophies for the Buccaneers. The happy people of Orlando Pirates beating Maroon McGallants 1-0 in extra time to be crowned the Calling Cup champions. So second trophy for the season after lifting the MTN8. And there's a message that is making the rounds on social media. It's from Musipho Mbule, the master chef. He's got a message to the other clubs in the country.
I don't have much for you to say, ne? But I think we are the only two teams, ne? With 2 gold medals. Only team, ne? In 6 months. Is it 6 months?
Yeah.
Next, ne? So far, ne? It's not available this season. And there's more coming, ne? Because I'll be in big trouble. So, hi guys, I'm a Buccaneer.
So I wonder, Lamtutu, which team it is. But of course, we know which trophy Orlando Pirates wants. They can.